We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Monroe County Executive Adam Bello joining us now here on the show. Appreciate the time. I know you're a very busy man. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. I want to make sure that we get out here before we get into the weekend. I know you had a briefing yesterday with Dr. Michael Mendoza. You two have definitely done a great job in updating the community on the good and the bad. There's always good and there's always bad. But you said something I thought was interesting yesterday about the decline. Do you think we're on a decline here? And what do you want the community to know about what Monroe County is doing to try to help with COVID-19?
No, thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate those kind words. You're right. It always feels like we do these briefings. I sometimes feel like I'm delivering bad news, but it's also news that's important, right? Yep. Because we all want to stay healthy and safe. And I think that, you know, we're at that point in the pandemic. The virus really is everywhere, right? I don't think there's anybody listening to this show that doesn't know somebody who has COVID right now. And our cases are very high, but we are seeing some positive signs. So the case numbers, while we've had some very scary days, 2,000, 3,000, even hit 4,000 cases at one point last week, they are leveling. The average is starting to level here. And if you when we compare us to other counties across the state that had these large surges starting before us, they started about 2 weeks before us, and they're starting to come down. So we're having some hopeful signs that potentially we're leveling off and we'll start to come down. But even having said that, even if we're leveling off, we're still at over 2,000 cases per day. That's an awful lot of people. That means, you know, if we're averaging over 2,000 cases, 15,000 people in just the last week have gotten sick. And so there's a lot of resources available to help people right now. And it can be very confusing. So what we did was we created a very user-friendly a diagram on our website at monroecounty.gov that can help people. If you test positive, it tells you exactly what to do, whether you tested positive from a home test kit or you went and had a PCR test done, so it's a laboratory confirmed. You can go right to our website. There's a flow chart. It tells you exactly what to do, how many days you need to quarantine or isolate, all that information. We also have still a very robust testing and vaccination pods out in the community, all throughout the community. Every day we have free, it's free of charge testing, vaccines. All you have to do is call 211. If you call 211, they have the full schedule. You can make an appointment, but we also take walk-ins everywhere, so you don't have to have an appointment. If you have a close contact with somebody who has COVID and you want to get that test, call 211. You can go to any of our testing sites. They're also available on our website. It's completely free of charge. And we're encouraging you to please get tested. And the other message that I really want to make sure to get out to the community is that the new variant that we're all facing, which is causing these high number of cases, it spreads very quickly and very easily. And even though you might be vaccinated, you might even be boosted, you can still get this variant. This could still make you sick. So we're asking you, if you do feel sick, please stay home. Don't take a chance. I think all employers at this point are becoming more flexible with people. If you're not feeling well, please stay home and seek out a test. Don't take that risk of spreading it. But also, the vaccine does still work. It may not work from having you catch the disease. We're seeing a lot of breakthrough cases. But where the vaccine is working to keep you out of the hospital. And it's working to keep you alive. Yeah. And that's really the goal here. We know we might get sick. We know we probably will get sick. But we really want to keep people healthy and out of the hospital. That's got to be the goal. And the vaccine is still working really, really well to keep people from falling into that worst case scenario. So we really, it's not too late. Get that vaccine.
I got to ask, Adam, before you go, I know you're busy. Yeah. There is some opportunity to talk a little bit about job training that's coming up. So what's going on with that job training?
So we're still launching because we have to prepare for post-pandemic here. I know a lot of people are still looking for work. So Monroe County's partnered with Rochester Works on a neighborhood job fair. So we could push these job fairs and workforce training opportunities out of the county office building into the community. We're actually starting next Wednesday. For more information, go to monroecounty.gov. And we have a list of job fairs that are going out into neighborhoods, into the community. We're also doing virtual job fairs as well. There's a lot of employers hiring. And so what we're really trying to do is coordinate all those employers who are hiring with people who are looking for work and need that extra training as well. So MonroeCounty.gov, we link to all the virtual job fairs there in partnership with Rochester Works, and we want to help get people to work. There's jobs out there. We just want to help connect people to those opportunities.
Best of luck with you. I know you have been grinding, literally. Adam Bello has been grinding since day one.
Yeah.
You had sworn in 2 years ago. And since then, it has been quite the roller coaster for you.
It has. Nobody told me this on day one. This is what we're doing, right?
Right.
I mean, they left this out of the job description, I think. But you know what? But it's been great. It's been, you know what? It's been a good experience so far. People are all working together. We'll get out of this pandemic. I'll tell you this much. I am very confident. I've never been this confident. We're going to get out of this pandemic in this year. We're going to come out of it in a few months. We're going to work together. We got to get back to normal. Do these the county's celebrating our bicentennial this year too.
That's right.
So we got a lot of great events coming up this year. Celebratemore200.com, and we've got a lot of really great events because we got a lot to celebrate. There's a lot of good out there. I know it seems like a lot of bad news. A lot of people are struggling, but there's a lot of good. We're going to come out of this pandemic. We're going to help an awful lot of people here, connect you to jobs, connect you to health resources that you need. And we're going to celebrate some really great things that this community has to offer.
I tell you, you're about three or four people that need to write a book after this bad boy's over. I tell you that right now. All right, you take it easy, Adam Bello.
All right, thanks, guys. All right.
Monroe County Executive Adam Bello on 103.9 WDKX.